Grazie. Gently turning your focus to your own presence. Let your body assume almost like an upasana, assume the form of Dakshinamurti or Shiva or Jnaneshwari. Of any Murti. Murti is the actual form of a devata that you see in the temple. I mean by assume that form is let your mind take on that very gentle, your face take on that very gentle smile, sitting in that relaxed position. Eyes very gently closed. Try this exercise that Swamiji has. Has often had us do. It's very interesting. Just gently open your eyes and then close them very softly so that the lids are gently resting, the upper lids are very gently resting on the lower lids, and that the eyelid has no crease in it at all. It's as though the lids are as though open, no crease, and your mouth has the most gentle half smile. I just notice your arm presence. So the Buddhi is, its gentle focus is on your being. There's two things. Your Buddhi is gently focused on your being. And you are that. Just being yourself. With your Buddhi gently focused on you, your body relaxed, eyes very gently closed, a gentle half smile. Whatever thoughts or perceptions are walking through, just allow them to be scenery. Your emotions are the weather, the thoughts are the scenery. Just being, allowing the scenery and the weather to be as it is, appreciating it as Ishwar, appreciating it as your environment. Just enjoy your own being. And a very gentle smile of your being. Notice how whatever perceptions are taking place, whatever the scenery is, whatever the weather is, your being remains completely untouched, completely free of the environment. Asanga, unaffected, untouched. Ananda, the nature is like a gentle smile. day be resting in you, and you be yourself. Gentle focus of the buddhi on your own being. Makes your being dominant in the mind. Whereas if the buddhi was focused on, say, a perception, by looking at the room becomes the dominant image in my mind. But when your buddhi is just gently focused on your own presence, even though there's environment and weather, what is dominant in the buddhi is my own presence, as though the buddhi has become like a mirror to me. But like in a mirror, if I hold up a mirror to my face, I am different than the reflection. My being is not dependent on any type of reflection. I simply am. I am my own experience. Not dependent on a witness or a kimono. I simply am. Self-shining. Self-evident. Free of the weather, untouched by the rain, or the lightning, or the thunder of my mind. I always remain as I am. Buddhi, in love with the gentle beauty, ananda, of my being, always resting in me. Engages in the world. The sangha, the attachment, is to me, the atma. Not to the world being in any particular way, not to the mind being in any particular way. If the world is hurting, I will do what I can to help. If my mind is hurting, I will do what I can to help. That's my nature. That is the buddhi responding normally from my nature. Hurt myself and others out of fear. The buddhi is responding out of fear. Fear of losing my own shanti.